Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 3, Mix Number
21.
What's up? Welcome to the Halala Show.
This podcast can now consume alcohol and buy various things.
Yeah, you can buy lotto tickets.
When was the last time? I know you buy lotto
every week. I buy every week.
I mean, worth a shot, right?
Yeah, the 655 now is like 255 million pesos if you win. So you never know. You never know. Welcome to the Halala Show. If it's your first time here, this is what we do. We talk about lotto tickets. And
that's the only thing we talk about.
That's all we talk about.
You know, you better strap in.
Riveting stuff right there. No, but we do have some structure. Tell them about the structure, Rica G.
Well, we start with telling you all about our lives with a segment called Where You Been.
Where You Been.
And then after that, we go to our TTs. But today we're going to end strong because we're going to be ending with a Leche fan mail today.
Nice.
So what
are
our TTs?
Our TT today, actually, it covers Pride Month because we didn't actually celebrate a Pride Month episode until right now. So at least we were able to make it in time. But we're talking about Miss International Queen 2022 winner coming from the Philippines. Third winner ever from the Philippines. So we'll discuss that win. And then we also talking about a Pride March that happened in Quezon City. And then, as Rica mentioned, a Leche fan mail to cap things off at the end of the podcast. But then we'll begin with where you've been. So I guess I'll start because I know you had a very eventful week. Mine wasn't as eventful, so I'll start.
But just a disclaimer, you know, I mean, Pride Month happens every month, every year.
Every
year,
correct.
But, you know, I feel like it's, you know, it should be celebrated every day. It should even be a way of life. It's a practice, you know what I mean? But, of course, I am glad that we are celebrating Pride Month. So happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride. All right. I'll start with where I've been. I hosted a debut last week.
Oh, I saw.
Yeah, for a girl group member of a Philippine K-pop girl group called G22. Her name was Jasmine Henry. And the attendees were all really good looking young kids who are successful and talented. You know what they had there?
Like, stuff.
You know, you've seen debuts. You've been to debuts. You've hosted debuts. Yeah. It's not really 18 roses, 18 candles. These fucking guys had 18 melodies, bro.
Damn.
And so, each person came up there and sang with a beautiful voice.
They're not just beautiful. They also have talent.
They do have talent. They're talented. What's crazy. That's what pissed me off. You know, it'd be okay if you had one or the other, right?
Right.
But no, these guys had it all. It was not fair. Good looking guys, good looking girls. But yeah, she's a cornerstone talent. So most of the people that were there were like talents of Cornerstone, the event or the management company, which is Marky still Cornerstone?
Marky Strome,
right? To name a few famous people part of Cornerstone. I think Moira also. But yeah, so that was pretty dope. It was held in this clubhouse called Don Jose Clubhouse in QC, like
in
Commonwealth.
I have friends who live there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I got sent to the wrong... Actually, a lot of us got sent to the wrong address because on the invite, the e-vite, it said Don Antonio, which is kind of far, I guess, especially when there's traffic. So I got there. I got to the wrong place and then we had to go to the Don Jose.
It said
Don Antonio.
Right.
But it was really at Don Jose. So I don't know how many dons there are in common one?
I am not sure, but there's probably a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's actually one of my fears when it comes to hosting. Like sometimes because I'm in such a rush, I do everything last minute. And I like even my makeup, I do last minute and stuff. Sometimes I fail to double check the address. And sometimes I would look at the address maybe like 3-4 days before.
Yeah.
Like maybe haphazardly, you know, not even looking intently, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then on the day, I would just be like, yeah, I saw the word Gino, so it's probably Gino Rosas. And then it's totally a different thing. And I'm like, thank God it has never happened to me where I was there and it was already call time and I'm in a different place. Because I know it happened to me before, but I was like 2 hours early.
Yeah, I feel so, you. Feel right,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, Waze has certain locations that have the same names, but they're like different places. It's...
No, I mean here in the Philippines, to be exact. You know, we have like Rizal something and then Rizal Street and Barangay Rizal. And
that's Taytay Rizal, no?
Oh, yeah.
That's Bahay ni Jose Rizal. Oh, daming,
daming malayo yun.
Malayo
yun, friend.
So that was my first hosting this week. I actually had two hostings this week. There was the other one for Fiesta Filipina, so that was really cool again. It was run through the DFA. We just hosted for an audience of like international delegates again.
Ooh,
so yeah,
there were fancy.
Yeah, there were attendees from, I feel like you could name any country, they were all there. Like literally any country. Korea, Africa, countries from Africa.
You didn't feel any fresher?
Pressure right now. I did, man. Kind of. It was cool. We got to spotlight them. You know how Zoom has that spotlight feature. So it was live, and then we would interact with the audience from around the world. So that was pretty cool. So shout out to Fiesta Filipinas. That was on Saturday at like six. My call time was like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. So Saturday morning I was up early. But other than that, I've just been home because the week before that hosting, like I think when we recorded last week, I kind of got sick, not COVID sick, but
it's under
the weather, man.
Right.
And it was up until now, I still kind of have a sore throat ish, whatever, but I tested negative. Cause you know, when you go to those events, you have to test whatever. So at least peace of mind, I know I don't have COVID.
Right.
But other than that, man, last night, Paeng and I went to go watch Elvis. The movie starring Tom Hanks and Austin Butler, who was fantastic, by the way.
Austin Elvis Butler. Presley. Let me remember.
Familiar, right? I've never seen anything that he's in, but his name sounds so familiar.
Isn't he the clown in It?
No. That's Skarsgård. Bill Skarsgård.
Right.
But Austin Butler. He was like a Disney Channel kid before, or maybe some sort of kid show program growing up, maybe Nickelodeon. Right. But I've never seen anything that he's been in ever. And it's the first time that I've seen him. And he was really good as Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not the biggest Elvis Presley fan, who, by the way, I did not know is the best selling solo artist of all time. Do you know that?
Elvis?
I thought it was Michael Jackson.
I mean that makes sense.
It does kind of, but I was like, no way he's outsold Michael Jackson. Then I looked it up. He outsold Michael Jackson by like 50 million.
Damn.
That's crazy, man.
And you have to remember that this, at the time that he was making music and at the top of his game, you know, people didn't stream. People didn't, you know, watch stuff on YouTube. It's like literally going to the store and buying an album.
Yeah.
Right? That's amazing.
I didn't know there was, because I was never a big Elvis guy. I mean, I know most of his hits, right? But there's this whole, so the movie kind of.
Breaky Heart.
Yeah. I think that's Billy Ray Cyrus. But.
Sorry.
but anyway, it details the relationship between how Elvis it shows his career, but it also details his relationship with his manager, whose name is Colonel Parker, who I didn't know anything about before watching the movie. I didn't even know there was any controversy with a guy named Colonel Parker who kind of, you know, took advantage of Elvis's career and whatever, and made him overworked him and whatever. And people say that he's one of the reasons why he died, like Elvis, that why Elvis died. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty good. The Colonel Parker guy was played by Tom Hanks. it was just, I don't know. I thought his character was weaker than Austin Butler's character. Like, Austin Butler played a really good Elvis. And you just, you see how he came up, how he was so popular. And then you also see how, because, you know, he did that hip, the hips don't lie shit, right? And, and
no, that's Shakira.
Yeah, right. Like, he was, you know, moving his hips and all the ladies were going crazy.
Right.
And this did, I didn't know. Well, I kind of read about it in the past, but I didn't know it was that big of a deal where he was literally like sent to the army because he kept, you know, he didn't want to stop performing that way because people thought it was ungodly or some, you know,
the,
yeah, it was crazy.
I mean,
so, but overall, it was a good movie. It's just a little too long, dude. It's 2.5 hours long. It's a Baz Luhrmann movie. So if you've ever watched the Leonardo DiCaprio Great Gatsby, that one. Yeah. He also did Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio, Moulin Rouge.
I kind of get it. I kind of get like the...
The feel, right?
The feel and how it's like different layers of a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
good.
It was good. I mean, it was pretty solid. I didn't regret watching it, but I wouldn't watch it again anytime soon. That makes
I was
sense.
Actually a little good because I didn't know that, you know, he had a biopic.
Yeah.
And I was actually a little like, surprised. A lot of people are talking about Elvis suddenly on TikTok. And then I watched this one girl say like how he died, like his last few weeks or something of his life. Like he was
not in good shape,
like, not in good shape. And he would sleep at like he had insomnia and, you know, he would take like a lot of like prescription drugs.
Yeah,
and stuff
for sure.
So I actually had no idea that that's how he died. I mean, like we only see, you know, the tip top shape Elvis that we see all the time. Right.
Yep.
So and I was like, oh, OK, that's why. That's why.
I think you would enjoy it.
Right.
You would enjoy it. I think most people would appreciate it if you're a fan of music. And even if you know a little bit about Elvis, I think you'll like it. So I would recommend it. Would it be something that I would watch in theaters? If you're a true Elvis fan, probably be worth it.
Right.
If you're not, maybe just wait for it. I would, but it's still worth a watch anyway. So
I would not be. I would not be surprised if like an impersonator would watch in the in the movie theaters.
Oh, like,
you know what I mean? Like,
oh, thank you very much. Right, those guys, like the guy at the Lenny, like the guy at the Lenny rally.
Yeah.
Right, that guy. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So I watched that in theaters. In terms of what I watch at home, I watched the first episode of Iron Chef, the remake or the not the remake, but they kind of rebooted it. No, Iron Chef. The
Iron Chef.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Mark DeCasas. You know what I'm talking about? He's like,
yes. Yeah, man, that's what
seafood.
Ooh.
Today's secret ingredient is
who's
lamb.
That? Who's like the panel?
I don't know because I only watched the first episode, but the judges were Anthony Zimmern, you know, the guy who eats weird food.
Yes, yes.
And then two other people, like one good-looking Asian guy who's a food writer, I forgot his name, and one lady who's also a food critic, I think.
So wala na si Padma, di ba si Padma Lakshmi yun?
Yung host, host? I don't think so. I'm not sure. I know the hosts are the same though. The guy, see the guy with glasses. But then there's a new host who was the winner of Top Chef.
Okay.
I forgot her name.
Top Chef pala siya, si Padma. Padma.
He looks so badass, man. The other chef, I her name escapes me. But I watched the first episode. Pretty good show. It's a little bit of a different feel if you're
right.
Yeah, especially if you're not into like Hell's Kitchen. Maybe you'll like Iron Chef, the reboot version. Netflix. I watched Man vs. Bee with Mr. Bean. You know, Rowan Atkinson. I enjoyed it. It's 9 episodes.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah. It's 9 episodes, but each episode's only 10 minutes. So it's like you're watching an hour and a half long movie. If you like Rowan Atkinson, I think it's really funny. It'll probably infuriate you, though, if you don't, because he can get on people. Have you watched all the Mr. Beans, by the way?
I remember we constantly watched it when I was younger.
Yeah, surprisingly, like
we had like a full-on CD collection, and we would play it all the time.
It's not that many episodes. Most people think there's like, you know, hundreds of Mr. Beans.
Yeah.
There's only 15 episodes, if you didn't know. 15
like
episodes.
The live one, right? Not the cartoon.
The,
You're not talking about the cartoon, right?
Yeah. The 15 live episode ones and then 2 movies. So
where he falls from the sky. That's the intro, right?
I think so. It's been a while since I watched it, but Mr. Bean, or so Rowan Atkinson. Yeah. Man vs. Bee. I recommend that. I rewatch Independence. It's not on Netflix, but I rewatch Independence Day with Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum. Still holds up pretty well, I think, huh? For a movie that came out in 1996. So I don't know. You do the math on that. Like 20
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
He's great. And
but
then
I mean, like, for but you know, when it comes to like older guys, Stanley Tucci is still number one for
number
me.
One. Yes, he is. What else? Yeah, I would try. I saw on your, because you repost a lot of stuff on Facebook, and I don't know, I like do. I screenshot them sometimes, or I read what you repost. And I wanted to rewatch later the Meg.
The Meg, yeah, because they found like a tooth, right?
Yeah, somewhere? Man. Rika posts the like reposts like random stuff. Here I screen. The Megalodon is the largest shark to have ever lived, and a tooth was just found in the Philippines. I didn't read the article though. Did you read the article? Or you just not reposted yet. It? Nice.
But
can
you imagine?
Rewatch the
can
Meg.
You imagine? At one point, it was in our seas. It was in our ocean.
Yeah. That's why I don't like the ocean, right? I've heard that with you. I don't like the ocean. I don't like seeing, like not being able to see the bottom.
Yes, and exactly.
And it's also just not, I don't like being in a, that's why I don't like flying either. Because we are in, we're in atmospheres that we're not meant to be in. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
like unnatural.
Unnatural. We're not supposed to be in the sky. We're not really supposed to be in the water either, because you can't breathe. Like in the sky, I guess you can breathe, but you'll fall. But in the water, you can't breathe underwater. You can't even drink that shit either. Without
I remember seeing a video about free diving, and then I looked at the comments because the video was about this girl who ran out of breath. Yeah. While free diving. And then there were comments like, guys, ang saya-saya dito sa lupa. Bakit pa kayo pumupunta dyan? Di ba dito sa lupa, safe tayo? Yes. Ba't ba dyan kayo nawiwilig? And I'm like, damn.
It's true. I respect the sentiment of that person, whoever posted it. Because we are not supposed to be there. I feel like we're messing with like the course of nature by being in those areas. I mean, we have no choice, right? If we want to fly somewhere, we have to take the sky or whatever. But the ocean, I feel like you could spend the rest of your life never being in the ocean. And you'll
especially the deep ocean.
Yeah.
You'll like, you don't need to go there. There's no need. You will be happy.
At the end of your life, I feel like you're not going to be like, I should have spent more time in the deep ocean.
I don't think so, man.
Fuck, man. If I could go back in time, I'd go to the deep ocean and swim where I can't see my feet. No one says that, man. No one says that.
And everything in the deep ocean is out to get you. Like, there's just no
like, what do you want to see? Is what I'm saying. Like
there are movies about
it. There are
videos. You can just, you know, click. I'll send you a link.
Exactly.
Right.
There's really nothing for you out there. So. Yeah. Yeah, that's my week, man. How about you, Finn? How about you?
Yes, it was a pretty busy week, TBH, honestly. Okay, so it started out, well, I honestly thought that we were going to La Union on a Monday, and I was getting ready on a Sunday night, and I was like, and then my mom was like, no, dude, we booked for a Tuesday. So anyway, we drove, so I was with my family and Ryan, and I'm so happy because it's like, it's our first time to travel with the fam. Nice. And I'm just super duper thankful. Like, I thank my parents personally, and I'm like, we're not that kind of people, but I was like, I need to, because I'm just so thankful. I was like, mom, dad, thanks for letting me bring Ryan along and being so cool about it. Anyway, we went to La Union. We stayed at Thunderbird. It's like a casino and a really nice hotel. Yes, there's a casino there, but you have to like go out of the resort to go to the casino. But I believe they also have like, I remember they have like this service where you can have, or you can play slots in your phone.
What?
If you're checked in or something. Anyway, if you haven't been to Thunderbird, or if you haven't seen it before, like online, it looks like Santorini. They made it look like you're in Greece. Yes. And it's also perfect because it's like at the side of the mountain where like the lobby is at the top floor, and then you'd have to go down for the pool and the rooms and the beach and stuff.
Oh, it's like Escala. Kinda like,
yes, like Escala. It's like, you know, exactly like how they, you know, they derived it from Santorini, where it's just like levels, and then and then it reaches to the ocean, right?
I'm looking at Google images. Looks nice, huh?
It looks nice. Wow. And, you know, the rooms are nice. It was just weird because going into the room, it smelled really nice, dude. Like nicer than Shang. As in, ganun yung amoy. It was really nice. But going into the bathroom, I feel like, okay, here's my theory, and if you're eating or drinking something, you better stop. Sorry. Because it's disgusting.
Okay.
I feel like somebody peed outside the toilet, like the outside the bowl or the shower, and it just dried up there.
Oh, nice.
Because it smelled like pee all the time. And even when we asked them to clean it, I feel like, you know, there were like pools that didn't, you know, it wasn't really obvious that pee was there, but it just smelled like pee all like the whole time we were there. And I'm like,
damn, that sucks.
Damn. Anyway, I was glad that, you know, the beach was really nice. It was like a private cove, you know, only people who are checked in Thunderbird can go there. And then there are also like two pools, big pools. So it was just, it's me, it's my family, and my baby cousin Bella, and then Ryan. And it was just super cool. We actually, second day, we went to Kabsat. Was it Kabsat? Damn.
Kabsat? I don't know. I've never really been up in the LU area except for work.
Yeah, true. Wait, oh my God. I have to check it.
Why is it called Thunderbird, by the way? Is there a reason?
I have no idea, honestly.
What a strange name.
Here, it's called Kabsat La Union. And it's so cool because it's a restaurant. But if you don't want to eat at the restaurant, you can just go through the restaurant and you can use their beachfront. Like, you can just like hang out there. But usually people have lunch there. So we had lunch there. And please, if you do have lunch there, get the butter chicken. Like butter chicken. That's what they call it. Butter chicken. And it's it's super simple. But when you get it down, like you would want to get like four orders of that shit. You know,
butter chicken.
Put it in my veins. I love that shit. And it was actually the whole place was recommended by Ryan because he was just there last December. And how long was the drive,
by the way?
It was 4 hours, dude.
Oh, that's not so bad. From Manila? From QC?
Yes, from QC.
Bilisa.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was
6 hours
away.
No, 4 hours. Oh, but still. But, you know, it was like a quick drive, especially if you're with, you know, people that you like. True. So anyway, we went to Kabsat. And we ate there, get the butter chicken. And then we were supposed to go to El Union because a few weeks back, one of the owners of El Union went to 1C. Okay. And he said that, oh, it's the famous Red Wall or whatever and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, thank you for visiting. And, you know, I want to visit you guys soon also. So I really made it a point to go to El Union, like the coffee shop. Unfortunately, it was closed that day when we were there. I know. So we ended up having coffee in Clean Beach, which is also a really, really good coffee spot in La Union. And they serve specialty coffee. They have everything, and they have like beside everything. And it's really nice. I do remember I know somebody who works there, but I didn't see him. But yeah, anyway, the place was really nice and they have like bean bags and you're under the tree and stuff like that. So I just ordered a latte, but I know my sister ordered like a pour over specialty coffee, which was like 350 pesos, but it was so worth it, man. It was so worth it. And then after coffee, we went home. We had, you know, we took a nap. That's always a nice thing,
great.
Right?
I love naps.
We had a nap and then we had dinner. We were still super full from lunch and we only had like pizzas for dinner because we had, what do you call this? We had breakfast buffet. Which is really nice. You know what? When you complain about their food, they give you bacon. We complained about the ham and they were like, ma'am, would you like some bacon? And before she finished her sentence, we said, yes,
yes. That's always a good alternative. That's, right?
It is. You never, you know, we even forgot what, why we,
hey, complained. Your room smells like pee. You want some bacon?
Exactly. So anyway, the stay at Thunderbird was really, really nice, but I do know it's a little bit expensive and there are a lot of alternative.
Let me look up how much Thunderbird room rates.
I do know it's
just out of curiosity
on the expensive side.
Like yeah. Are we talking like six a night? Oh, we're talking of six. Yeah, like 6-5, I'm saying here. Right, 6-5, right. 7. Okay, but I'm sure the rooms are big, right?
Yes, they are. They're big. Okay. They have a big balcony. They have two pools. They have everything. They can order food from the pool.
That's not too bad. Yeah. For the
so
location.
It's like a hotel experience. It's not like a hostel type of situation.
Right, right.
So anyway, right, I had to, my sister and I and Ryan, we had to leave early. My family stayed there for 4 days, 3 nights. We only stayed 3 days, 2 nights. Mm. And the reason why we had to leave early is because I had an event to go to the next day in Cavite. So straight from La Union, Cavite. We went home to Tendang Sora to drop off my sister. We went to Antipolo, lower Antipolo,
okay,
to get something for Ryan. And then, what do you call this? And then we went straight to Cavite. And I honestly thought that I was going to miss the whole event. Mm. But because it was a really far place, it was like in this industrial park where the brewery was. It was an event for Encanto, which is super cool. We went to the brewery of Encanto.
I got invited to that. I had.
Oh, okay, cool. But yeah, anyway, it was super cool. We got invited to have like a tour of the brewery, but I feel like a lot of people got lost or something.
Right.
I mean, thankfully we weren't late for the event. Mm. We had like a tour for the brewery. It was super cool. They gave us freebies. There were like there's really nice food. Mm. Lian and Nara performed.
I love them.
I remember they one of their few first performances on radio
was at RX.
It was at RX. So yeah. I'm thankful. And they were like super nice, and they remembered. Oh, hey, Rika. And I'm like, it's always a nice feeling to get, you know, remembered by famous people.
True.
Right? Because you would always expect that they meet a lot of people and they would forget about you. But
yeah, I got a head nod from Leanne one time.
Hey,
head nod or head. What do you call that? You know what I'm talking about? Right? Like the acknowledgement. Hey,
yes.
I know who you are.
That's a very formal thing, like a head acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm. It's a chin tilt. Chin tilt, my favorite. So, dude.
But yeah, they're really nice and lovely performance. Again, thank you to Encanto and my friend Jelai, who suggested, you know, me like as like one of the people to get invited.
Nice.
Ryan was also with me and we had so much fun. We drank beer. We, you know, ate finger food.
Sarap yung beer nila, diba, Encanto?
Yes, dude. Double IPA. You better get that.
I'm not an IPA guy though.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like vegetables to me. That's why.
Do you taste the hops, man?
Yeah, the hops taste like vegetables.
The
to
hops,
me,
man. I'm sorry, I don't know what the hops are.
Yeah, it's so hoppy, right? This beer.
I have no idea. I'm
hoppy,
so sorry.
Nutty.
The nutty.
The nuttiness.
Anyway, that was a really cool event, TBH. Mm. And then Friday and Saturday I had work, but Sunday it was a rest day. It was just a super chill day. I stayed home and honestly, I was just at home.
Nice.
Monday was also another rest day. It's actually an errand day. So I did all my errands, went to the gym with Ryan and TBH. Okay. Ikikwento ko to. Okay. Kasi sobrang nagulat ako sa sarili ko. May analogy rin ako.
Okay.
So ganito. Okay. So nag-gym ko lang. Nag-gym kami ni Ryan. Diba?
Oh, tapos
ako, nakabihis na ako. So siya, sabi ko, papalito siya. So paglabas niya, naka-muscle tee siya. Tapos ako parang, hindi ako nag-react. So parang sobrang chill lang ako. Tapos nung gabi, tinatanong ako ni Ryan na parang hindi ka naman nagulat. Ganon. Kasi sabi ko nga, sabi ko sa kanya na, uy, grabe ka. Sobrang nagulat ako na naka-muscle tee ka. Ganyan. Mm. Tapos sabi nga, parang hindi naman. Sabi ko, ito yung analogy ko. Siyempre, di ba, kapag kunwari, di ba, sa casino, nanalo ka ng jackpot, hindi ka magre-react masyado kasi mali mo kunin ng ibang tao.
Tama naman, diba? If you won the lotto, kala mo ipopost ko sa Instagram stories ko. Lotto. Alright. No way.
Huwag masyadong mag-reacts. Okay, huwag masyadong reacts.
Simple lang.
Anyway, yun yung gym experience ko yesterday. Nice. And then it's today. It's really warm, but it's
also so freaking
raining.
Hot, bro.
So weird.
Legit.
So weird. Legit.
Yeah.
Okay. And Finn.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention it. I'm going to go to the States in October for a month.
No.
Yeah.
Damn. Where are you staying?
Oh, we're going all over. So I'm going to meet my mom.
Okay.
She has a high school, or no, she has a college like reunion, whatever, there in Chicago.
Cute.
But I've never been to Chicago. I'm going to Chicago, and then from Chicago, we might go to Alaska. Alaska.
What?
Yeah, I was born there. And then after Alaska, we might go to, or we're going to Washington State, where I went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. And then, of course, I have to stop by, and my last stop will be California, San Diego, California, where
so
I was.
So it's going to be a month long going from one state to another?
Yeah, man. I'm so excited. I'm saving all my money right now. It feels good, man. So I just want to share. I'm excited for that. Coming up in a few months.
You know what? We have a lot of like big money moves, man.
Big money moves, baby.
That's money moves.
You got to make it.
That's what you need. You know, parang, you know, gisingin mo naman yung ano, loob-looban mo, diba?
True,
you know,
true.
Give them a plot twist, 100%, man.
100%.
True.
Uh-huh. Shall we wapow to the first TT?
Wapow.
Let's talk about the Pride March in Quezon City.
Yes.
Okay. I'm reading here from Manila Bulletin. This one says, thousands join Pride March in QC. Members and supporters of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual or LGBTQIA+ community joined the Pride March held at the Quezon Memorial Circle this past weekend, Saturday, June 25. Estimated there were about 5,000 participants who marched from the North Avenue gate of the Memorial Circle, which started at around 3 p.m. And if you look at the photos, it's pretty cool. Pretty awesome. I mean,
yes.
You see all the rainbow colors out there. You see the crowds in droves. Really nice.
And I do remember, I mean, I'm super happy for people who went to the Pride March. Unfortunately, I had some stuff over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But it was just so nice to see people, you know, gathering again. And if you're not in the game, man, mm-hmm. if you still think, you know, negatively about it, that's not the way to go.
True.
That is not the way to go.
True.
It's 2022.
What I didn't know about this is this Pride March is actually part of the Alab for Love Pride PH's festival, which is hosted by the local government. So this is actually a government run thing, which is actually pretty progressive, right?
I mean, why not?
That's pretty dope. And then you can read the stories of couples that went. There are nice heartwarming stories of couples who came out there for the first time. Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's anything else that I missed here.
I know because remember in 1C, we were open that day and I had a shift at 1C that day. And I know a lot of people who went for a coffee bike run, coffee bike stop. Mm. And then they would go to the Pride March in QC and then they would ride to Rizal Park to celebrate with people at Rizal Park. So it was like a Bike for Pride, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. There were a lot of bikers who participated in the Pride March. So that was really nice. That was also like one of the things that, you know, people did.
Yeah. The event also featured a Pride night where various performances and solidarity speeches were presented. And also the city held a free HIV screening and COVID-19 vaccinations for the community members. So a pretty overall, like what a great thing run by the local government of Quezon City. Congratulations happy Pride Month, right?
Happy Pride Month. Yeah. I remembered. I totally forgot about this, but Saturday, actually, I went to QC because we had like a little chill night at my friend's house and it was near Quezon City Circle and I can hear people, you know, celebrating. It was not that near, but I could still hear people, you know, like singing and like, you know, celebrating their fireworks and stuff. So, oh, I totally forgot about the weekend. But yeah, we had a chill night at a friend's house. And then Sunday, we also had dinner with the same group of friends.
Nice.
So anyway, I totally forgot. But yeah, there.
Nice. Yeah. Anything else you want to say about the Pride March in QC? QC is doing it good, huh? They're doing the right.
Yeah, they're doing it the right way.
Congratulations.
Congrats. I wish I could have gone, but yeah, maybe next year or like another celebration this year.
Yeah.
I remember going to my first Pride March in UPLB. It was pretty fun, dude. Yeah. Like it was because, you know, especially because when you're in college, you know, you're with your friends, you're with your dorm mates, you're with your classmates.
Yeah.
And I remember I still have that photo on Facebook, I believe. Like I had a whole, you know, it was pretty fun. So yes, happy Pride, everybody.
You used to post whole albums on Facebook?
No, I was not an album person.
Really? Yeah. I think I did for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like you post no 30 photos from one day. Well, shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Oh, before we move on to that, by the way, speaking of like, you know, we didn't make it a TT today, but something that I did see online a lot is about the passing of the bill or whatever in the United States about abortion. You see that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy,
actually,
huh?
Actually, I was just, you know, I was reading a lot about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the whole technicalities, like with the government, the laws and everything, but I was just reading some statistics over the weekend. I was in the mall and I was reading about it. And I honestly, because we don't have abortion here in the Philippines, but I feel like, okay, medyo hesitant ako to like, you know, to just say whatever I think, because you know it's a hot issue. You know, what I
think
I mean?
It's crazy that there's a rule that can do that, like that they're allowed to. I think that's shit's bananas. They should be able to do whatever they want with their bodies, right?
And plus, I mean, it's just so crazy that you know a lot of people who are against it are using, you know, their religion, the Bible,
which is ridiculous.
It's weird because it's so you know what I mean, like. The people who, let's say, who support abortion and who think that, you know, it's women's rights, obviously, they're not imposing it on people who don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's just simple, there right?
If you don't
as
want an
option,
abortion, don't get one.
Don't get one. Right? Nobody's forcing you to have one.
Yeah.
But it's there because it should be a choice of women. And it's just so weird that most of the people who have a stand against it are men who don't even know the feeling, who will never know the feeling of getting pregnant. And you know what? I hear a lot about, this is actually what I was talking about with Brian last night. I was like, you know, I hear a lot about, you know, I'm for abortion if it's because of rape or incest or something else. And I'm like, you know what? It's so confusing for me because does it need to be those extreme situations for you to get an abortion? Because in between those three situations, like those extreme situations, there are in between moments where a woman would need one and it's not looked at as that extreme.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of other reasons why it should be a choice of a woman. Okay. And it's just so weird because, I mean, diba? Parang,
when I try to, it drives me crazy when I'll look on Twitter, right? And I'll see people who are, you know, pro-choice and, you know, supporting, like, you know, women should have the right. And I look in the comments, there's always one or two comments that are top comments that are on the opposite side. And I try to go, I read them. I try to understand, like, their stance.
Right.
But most of the time, it doesn't make sense. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they're the reason, like, the mental gymnastics that they do, it doesn't really make sense to me. I they're so ingrained, like, all, you know, they think they're really, like, I don't know. It's just, it's unbelievable sometimes, like, what they try to push their agenda. It's so weird,
man. It's crazy. I mean, I remember watching a Vice like in-depth video about, you know, how abortion is illegal here in the Philippines. Yeah. And they would interview people who got abortions unsafely, obviously, because, you know, there are no clinics or people or hospitals who offer it here.
Yeah.
And it puts the woman's life in danger 100% of the time by criminalizing it, by making it unavailable and unattainable. Yeah. It's just putting people's lives at risk.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's a health
concern,
yeah. You know?
So hopefully whatever they fix it, whatever's going on over there and here too, hopefully they allow it. I mean, you know, just to make it for the women. Yeah.
Diba? Parang it doesn't mean that when you support it, you're going to avail of it or, you know, you're going through it. It's just that it's there for a choice because it's supposed to be a choice.
True, true. Yeah. All right. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Final TT of the day. We're talking about the Miss International Queen pageant 2022. And the Philippines won our candidate,
wow.
Fuchsia Ann Ravenna made Pride Month extra special for Filipinos after she was crowned Miss International Queen 2022, which was held in Thailand over the weekend, besting 22 other candidates. Colombia's Jasmine Jimenez came second place, and France's Ayala Chanel placed second.
I love the names.
Mm-hmm. Cool names.
Can I just put it out there?
Yeah.
I want to have Chanel in my name.
True.
You know, Rica Chanel Garcia could be Rica Chanel Garcia.
True.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Exactly. In the final round of the competition, the finalists were asked how they would teach equality if they won the title. And this was Fuchsia Ann Ravenna's answer. I will start it by influencing other people to spread love, peace, and unity. To have world equality, because after all, we live under one sky and we breathe the same air and we all live from differences where love is universal. Boom, mic drop.
Damn.
What an answer. That
when you're on stage in like a ball gown and lights at you, cameras pointing at you, I don't think I can think of that answer.
That's a very difficult and statement to kind of process with all that pressure on you. Cause it's a very general question, right?
Yeah.
How would you teach equality? It's general, but I mean, sorry, to really delve into it, you have to be specific, but you have to answer generally in a general way because you don't have that much time.
And the reason why it's so difficult is because it's something that you don't think about every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, teaching equality. I've never thought about that in my whole life. I'm pretty selfish. So.
I mean, you're supposed to, but I don't.
Yeah, you look out for number one all the time, usually, right? as you can tell from this competition, these queens knew, like they've been thinking about that for a long time, how to make a difference in the world and whatnot.
I love.
So Fuchsia Ann Ravenna joins Kevin Balot and Trixie Maristella, who both won in 2012 and 2015 as the third Filipina to win the pageant. There we go.
I love Kevin Balot. I follow her on Instagram.
Kevin Balot
she's my kilikili inspiration.
Inspiration.
I love her kilikili.
Ang linis, no?
Ang linis, grabe. Like, parang ako, wait lang, hahabol lang ako lang saglita. In fairness naman sa kilikili ko, although it has like lots of lines, which is natural. It's okay if your kilikili has lines, you know? You know, it's skin. It's supposed to have lines.
Yeah.
But in fairness naman sa kilikili ko, ano siya? Malambot. Malambot.
There you go.
Yung parang medyo smooth naman. Smooth naman.
Okay.
Thank you to the IPL that I purchased 10 years ago. Uy, totoo yun ah. Nung nag-IPL, pag mag-IPL ka, lalambot talaga yung skin mo sa kilikili. Like mawawala yung chicken skin. I swear. Like,
really?
IPL. Iba siya sa yung laser ah. Like yung IPL, iba talaga siya. So parang, and I know right now, may mga diode. May diode na. I also had that. Like, I had IPL. And then I also went through diode like the kilikili treatment.
Okay.
And then honestly, like only three sessions, I saw a difference. Like I saw that my skin was lighter, it was smoother, mas malambot talaga yung kilikili ko than the rest of my
That's the most I've ever heard about kilikili care my whole life.
Although if you do want to try it, I mean, like I do know that guys don't really shave their armpits, but if you do, it doesn't matter.
Have you considered posting to Pinay Kilikili?
No, actually, I was invited. Like they
really,
say, yeah. Okay, ganda. So like screenshots in a photo, like back in 2014 or something.
Right, way back in the day.
Way back. And then they said, "Can we post this in our page?" And I'm like, "Sorry, no." But they were respectful enough that they didn't post.
Fair enough.
I'm not really comfortable, you know, sharing my kilikili. So no.
Yeah. Well, maybe now. You know, it's 2022. Maybe a few years later,
right? Who knows? After those diode sessions,
exactly. Dude. So
I don't know how we got to.
Me neither. But any more thoughts on the Miss International Queen 2022?
Congratulations,
Fuchsia and Ravenna, which is a badass name, by the way. Fuchsia and Ravenna. All right. Well, pal, we have a Lecce fan mail, which we will read. Do you have it pulled up as well so we can split it? Let me see. They did say their name in the email. So I guess I could start.
Go.
All right, this one from Anthony says, "Hello, it's me na naman, si Anthony. Gusto ko lang i-share to, although parang ang cringe and shallow ko as a person. Basahin ninyo na lang as older siblings na nakikinig sa isang rant ng younger sibling nilang problemado agad sa life."
Okay.
Okay, so I actually attended my first ever pride parade sa city namin, and what was supposed to be just a fun and empowering na parade turn into something heartbreaking for me.
No.
When I first reached the meeting place on June 25th, 2 p.m., konti pa lang yung tao, and meron akong napansin na person standing alone. To be honest, I got intimidated sa kanya kasi they're standing confidently kahit na mag-isa sila. Kahit na mag-isa lang siya, while me, on the other hand, looked so awkward and lost. Anyway, I didn't focus much on that person because I really thought he wouldn't be relevant sa first Pride memories ko. But what the F? WTF, nasali siya sa core memories ko and not in a good, happy way. Needless to say, I hate this person now. Oh, damn! This is my first, this is our first time reading this, by the way. We haven't read this.
A hate mail.
We haven't screened this.
There you go.
The parade was 2 hours late. The organizers said that they're waiting for a lot of the performers in Drag Queen Spa. And during the wait, I saw these three friends, and one of them was so cute. So I mustered up all the courage I had in me to ask for a picture sa kanila. And they were happy to do it.
Love it.
After the picture taking, we didn't talk nor did we exchange names until sabi ng organizers na malapit na daw mag-start. So we formed lines na, and the three friends and I we're in the same row. You want to continue this? Do you have it?
By then, I told myself, ang corny na ng shy and awkward moment ko. And I'm at Pride with my people. So fuck it. Okay. I went around and asked for everyone's IG handles. Love that. Yeah, that's totally a way to, you know, get to know people.
I agree.
Including the guy na I found cute. And that's when we exchanged names. Should we say the name?
Maybe not.
Yeah. His name was blank while he was with a girl named I and a guy named M.
Okay.
Apparently, there were all bisexuals and I am too. So I was really happy that we talked so much hanggang sa nag-start na yung parade. At first, kami pa lang ni I yung nag-uusap. Until ayon, kami na ni D.
Okay. All right. So
mali.
Yeah, tama naman. It's anonymous. D was so chill to talk to, kind of like a BGC Konya boy, but tone it down a bit. The conversations we had were more than just favorites and whatnot, but we were connecting, talking about goals, aspirations, etc. I was really looking forward to what could have been if we got to talk more, even just hang out, the two of us. Maybe it was infatuation, but I really believe that it could have been more than that.
Damn.
Anyway, the whole parade got to the final location and stopped to rest when the person I mentioned at the start caught up to us. Their name was B. Okay, we're just going to use the word B. That's when all shit went loose. Uh-oh.
Okay. Uh-huh. For a moment there, silang dalawa na lang yung nag-uusap. Like, parang wala ka na ako doon. And D was talking about how he found be really attractive at the start of the parade. And siguro by then, alam ko na na wala na akong pag-asa kay D.
D, okay.
But I pushed through back kasi the day's not over. Things might change, or so I thought.
Oh, no.
Later on, the organizers led us to the barbecue han where there was like a huge stage. So the whole parade sat down to mga chairs and waited for the performance. During that, I felt something off. Na talaga hi, B. Yeah. And I'm not just saying this because I like D. D. Trying to ruin them. Something's just off. Okay. Sexual innuendos that most of the time out of context, awfully timed jokes, suddenly taking D's phone without permission to take a selfie, showing off sexy photos from their phone when no one asked, everything about them were forced.
So see B, sharing ano, parang medyo inappropriate. Tama, medyo, from my understanding. Okay. All right. So fast forward, I told them I'm going to leave because I had to work at a bar and B said they wanted to drink. Although I felt uncomfortable, I said, okay, I want to get milk tea, blah, blah, blah. And I mentioned to D during the parade, blah, 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 after they agreed. By the way, apat na lang kami dito. D, B, another guy joined us later on, and me. Okay, siguro D, B, and I don't know the name of the other guy. Umuwi na yung mga friends ni D. By then, I already felt that B was trying to get rid of me subtly. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Okay. But on the way to the milk tea shop, he mentioned that's his treat when we got there. He only paid for three, excluding me.
Damn. Whoa, damn. That's harsh. That's
I'm
harsh.
Able to pay for my own drink, but still, you know, I feel you. Why would B only pay for three of them?
That's
because
weird.
He's trying to get rid of it.
Right.
That's right. Now we're at my work. Not many customers, and B ordered three beers again, excluding me. Even though I mentioned I'm not allowed to drink on the job, and D kept on insisting for me to drink, B did not even offer, even a fake, to make me drink, okay?
She, okay.
Later on, customers were coming in, and they said goodbye, Muna, because they were going to go somewhere. At least that's what D said. Okay, so D was supposed to come back. Okay, and then what?
Okay, and ito na. When they got back, wala na yung isang guy. Only B.
D and D.
D.
I love it.
They only came back pala to said that they're going home and knowing where D lives. Uh-huh. I asked how he's going to go home because it's 11 p.m. Malayo pa place niya. He answered that he's staying at B's place. And suddenly, B raised his and D's hands. Magkahawak. I was in shock that I couldn't let out a single word. I just felt it na lang that they were hugging me. And they left.
Oh,
the rest of my shift went by with my brain repeating what I saw and heard. D staying at B's place, their hands together. The next day, ayon, confirmed na they decided to date and nakaka-frustrate kasi I believe that D is such a genuine person because he even checked up on me sa messenger and asked if I got home safe. Pero ang tanga lang. Insert Bobby Salazar ng thought na he went for a guy who only knows how to talk in forced sexual innuendos than someone who connected with him far more than just the trivial things.
Right, okay. Last few lines. Pero hindi ko naman ginajudge si B for being sexual because sex positive rin naman ako. Medyo nakaka-insecure lang because it made me question my self-worth for 2 days. But I do hate B for taunting me. He messaged me nung isang araw, and he sent a screenshot. It's a screenshot of their convo ni D. And my nickname pa. What? Nakakainis lang. Medyo bastos ha. Mag nagsabi na sa akin na kahit gaano pagka-great yung image ko of D, wala naman mali siya akin kasi he chose B. And that's on him. Anyway, very sorry na this email so long. Medyo okay naman na ako from the occasional screaming I do whenever their image pops up sa isip ko. I just want to know your thoughts on this. Not necessarily advice. Yun lang. Thank you and I love you. Oh, and happy Pride Month to other Leche fans. What are your thoughts on this one?
I mean, it's
epic love story.
It's always a risk to put yourself out there, but don't ever regret that you put yourself out there because, you know, you should be proud that you know how to say no to things and you know that, you know, a person is not good for you or is not meant for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he only knew this guy for one day. That's how I see it. I mean, I, your feelings are valid and whatever.
You feel pain
or whatever. But, you know, you only met this guy today.
True.
Or
I mean,
on that day and then a day later and they're dating already. So
also,
it's kinda weird.
This shows that you have that self-confidence, even though you don't feel it. We see it that you have self-confidence to actually talk to a person that you find attractive. Yeah, right. And you can definitely do it again.
That's
right?
Difficult to do. You have bypassed what I think like 99% of people exactly. are afraid to do. So, you know, props to you for that. I don't think they're going to last long.
I mean, you don't know the relationship. It might just be purely sexual. There are some relationships. No,
right? If that makes you feel better. I don't know. Probably purely sexual.
Okay lang. Ano tayo eh? Team Anthony.
Yeah. We don't care about team B.
We don't D or B. No, man.
We're Team Anthony. Team Anthony. But yeah, I mean, that's like the way the story was detailed was very, very indie movie.
True.
Right? True. I can imagine it. And they're in the bar and then they leave and then they hold their, who does that?
I know.
You know what I'm talking about? They said, oh, we're leaving. And then they hold their hands up like, oh, we're together now.
Yung parang ano, yung parang nangiinggit. Ganon. Exactly. Parang, right? Oh, look at us. We're dating now and it's not you.
We just met earlier.
You know what?
Let me send screenshots to you to make you mad.
Honestly, that's just very, I don't know.
What a jerk.
You know what? Don't think that you have a confidence problem because they probably have a confidence problem because, you know, if you're proud of who you are and, you know, if you really like the person genuinely, you wouldn't have to do that. Like, why would you put it in someone's face like that?
Agreed.
I guess I judge na tayo.
I know, right? Anyway, that is the Let Your Fan Mail. If you want to send us stuff, you can email us at thehighlightofthashow@gmail.com. Anything else you want to say? Please don't forget to rate us 5 stars.
Yes, please.
And our social media, where can they find us online?
It's at The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram, which is at Halo Halo Show. And then you guys can email us again. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. We have merch.
We do still. Have t-shirts, yes.
And that's it.
Catch us again next week. Some exciting things developing. Rika and I have a meeting on Friday. So hopefully that comes into fruition. All right, extra song. Halo Show.
Bye.
Wait.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.